I'm Annie Apple, and I'm here to invite you to come and listen to my new podcast series, Raising a Pro. It's the most intimate sports-related conversations you will hear. Each week, we explore the journeys of some of your favorite NFL players through the eyes of those that know them best. From Joe Burrow, DeAndre Hopkins, Myles Garrett, Ezekiel Elliott, Nick and Joey Bosa, just to name a few. With exclusive insights and information, we leave no stone unturned. Subscribe now to Raising a Pro on your favorite podcast app.
HD Smartcast. You are listening to a Live Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Mint Climate Change Tracker, a podcast where we talk about the challenges posed by a rapidly heating planet. I'm your host, Bibek Bhattacharya. This week, I'm going to talk about how climate change denial works and how we can counter it with facts. Now, climate change denial isn't anything new. Scientists have been talking about how the world is heating up due to the emission of greenhouse gases from our use of fossil fuels since at least the 1970s. For that same time, the denial and obfuscation of such warnings has also been around. It's only in the 1990s that the effects of global warming started becoming evident, and organized climate change denial, funded by oil and gas giants like ExxonMobil, started becoming more visible. Over the last two decades, denial has followed a predictable path, peddling what are known as zombie myths. Now, what are those? To answer that, let me first tell you about Dana Nucitelli. Nucitelli is an environment scientist who is famous for debunking the myths peddled by climate change deniers. 5 years ago, in his column in The Guardian, Nucitelli wrote about zombie myths. Simply put, these are denials of conclusive climate science that refuse to die, no matter how many times they are debunked. Such examples are legion. Deniers say the science is inconclusive. They say scientists are falsifying data. They say last winter was so cold, how can the planet be warming? They also say if the climate is changing, it can also change back. These are often said by people, mostly politicians, who preface their folksy wisdom with variations of the phrase, I'm not a scientist, but... So where's the connection between denial and companies that emit? Well, according to the US-based Climate Accountability Institute, between 1965 and 2017, 20 energy firms, a mix of private companies and state-owned bodies, emitted 480 billion tons of carbon dioxide equivalents into the atmosphere. That is 35% of the world's emissions. These include Saudi Aramco, owned by Saudi Arabia, Chevron Corporation, Gazprom, owned by Russia, ExxonMobil, the National Iranian Oil Company, BP, and Coal India Limited, owned by India. Now, in 1997, the New York Times broke a story about how the American Petroleum Institute, with members like Exxon and Chevron, had prepared a $5 million plan to challenge the science of climate change. This was denied, of course, but over the years, countless advertisements have appeared from these companies that question the science. And that's not even accounting for ongoing lobbying of governments to keep things business as usual. However, over the years, evidence has mounted about the effects of global heating, and the science has become more robust. Today, we can see with our own eyes the increase in the number of extreme rainfall-related floods, unprecedented forest fires, super strong hurricanes and cyclones. It's all playing out live on our television sets, in our homes, in our towns, and our cities. In a nutshell, it's become impossible for climate change denial to work. But never underestimate the fossil fuel industry. It will find innovative ways to ensure that the world continues to guzzle oil and dig up coal. Hamburg-based data portal Statista revealed in a report in March last year that companies like BP, ExxonMobil, Chevron, and Total have spent $201 million in lobbying to stop climate change mitigation efforts. According to the report, this lobbying involves controlling, delaying, or blocking climate-motivated policy. The new form of climate change denial is to agree with the science, but pressure governments to not act on the scientists' advice. This form of denial says that, fine, climate change is taking place, and yes, human greenhouse gases are responsible. But every country should be left alone to do what they see fit. That collective action under the United Nations or any other body is useless. That there is no rush to deal with climate change. That a warmer planet is actually better. That climate change is just an individual responsibility. Ultimately, every argument by the deniers has just one outcome: inaction. So how do you argue with climate change deniers? One of the easiest ways to do so is by using facts. There's so much information out there for you to educate yourself. One great place to start would be skeptical science. Started by the Australian cognitive scientist John Cook, it is a site that specializes in debunking climate zombie myths. Dana Nucitelli, along with a large number of specialists and scientists, contribute to the site. Another great resource is the website of the United Nations Framework Convention on Climate Change, or UNFCCC, and the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, or the IPCC. One thing you should remember is that climate science is sought to be discredited because climate change is a political issue, which can only be solved through policy changes made by governments. I mean, you won't find anyone denying that the Earth rotates around the sun, would you? That's because that is not a political issue. It was one in the 16th century, but it no longer is now. The problem is that in the media, whenever a political issue is discussed, the urge is to give both sides of the argument. But you should remember that when it comes to climate change, there is no such thing as two sides to a debate. On one side, there's 97% of scientific consensus. On the other side, there's 3% of opinion from people who are probably receiving fossil fuel funding. How do you debate between facts and opinions? So when a politician or a government official or a religious leader or just about anybody says, "I'm not a scientist, but," ask them what qualifies them to speak. Present the facts. When you see a media organization trying to give both sides of the argument, call them out on their hypocrisy. And always be prepared to debunk zombie myths wherever you find them. And remember, don't lose your cool.
Watch these huge chunks of ice just falling into the ocean, raising the sea levels.
You don't know whether or not that would have happened with or without man. You don't know.
Well, you're scientists at NOAA and NASA.
We have scientists that disagree with that. I'm not denying climate change, but it could very well go back. You know, we're talking about over millions of years. They say that we had hurricanes that were far worse than what we just had with Michael.
Who says that? They say.
You mean people say that in the...
Yeah, but what about the scientists who say it's worse than ever?
You'd have to show me the scientists because they have a very big political agenda, Leslie.
I can't bring them in.
Scientists also have a political agenda.
That's it from me today. In next week's Climate Change Tracker, I will talk about some great books and writers and websites that you should read and follow to know more on climate change. Follow us online with the hashtag MintClimateTracker and follow Mint Lounge on Twitter with the handle @Mint_Lounge. Read my weekly column in Mint Lounge, The Climate Change Tracker, to know more. You can also follow HT Smartcast on Twitter, Facebook and Instagram with @HT Smartcast. We'd love to hear from you, so write to us at podcasts@HindustanTimes.com. You can subscribe to this podcast on any of your favorite platforms, including Apple, Spotify, Google, and JioSaavn. I am Bibek Bhattacharya, and you've been listening to the Mint Climate Change Tracker. See you all next week. And remember, the climate clock is ticking.
This was a Live Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
HD Smartcast.
I'm Annie Apple, and I'm here to invite you to come and listen to my new podcast series, Raising a Pro. It's the most intimate sports-related conversations you will hear. Each week, we explore the journeys of some of your favorite NFL players through the eyes of those that know them best. From Joe Burrow, DeAndre Hopkins, Myles Garrett, Ezekiel Elliott, Nick and Joey Bosa, just to name a few. With exclusive insights and information, we leave no stone unturned. Subscribe now to Raising a Pro on your favorite podcast app.